Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How's things?
You know, it's been better.
Cool. What's this?
Sniff, sniff, bitch. It's Smelling Sunset. Smelling Sunset, this podcast series where we recap everyone's favorite reality TV show that's on Netflix about a lot of women in a California property business and they're selling houses. And we're on episode 5 of season 5.
Woo!
It's called Do You Think We're Friends?
And let's get into it. Do you?
I think we're more than friends.
We're frenemies.
Frenemies of the podcast. It's a whole new concept. The episode description says, Emma introduces a new love and Davina gets into a fight with a client and it's 40 minutes, so it's a promising start.
Yeah. It's really like, it's, you know, the duality of man. It's like, well, Emma's dating and Davina, she's fighting.
Yeah.
She's scrapping.
And I want to see both of those things happen.
At the same time.
And within 40 minutes.
Yeah. And we got that.
We did.
Oh, spoilers.
So we open with Lizzo's new single from a Dove commercial.
Yeah.
Which every single song in this episode just sounded like it could be by Lizzo.
Yeah, I think whoever was in charge of the music this week was just like, Lizzo's a vibe. Should we be Lizzo? And they were. Right, we start in a house with Chrishell and Emma. It's a good place to start. Emma said it reminds her of Boston because it was full of custard.
Wait.
Like a Boston cream.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
It took me a minute.
No worries.
I'm very stupid.
Anyway, thanks, Emil. See you next week.
Bye, everyone. She says it's very homely. It reminds her of home.
Yeah. Yeah, great descriptor.
Yeah.
She's buying a house for her family.
And she says she wants to get a house with a shower her family would love.
Don't we all? Bucket list, I tell you. And I want a bath that they'll hate.
They go upstairs. And Chrishell's like, let's go where the action happens. And then she's like, wait, it's your parents.
Also, one of the rooms had like, it was obviously a children's room and it had two like single beds either side of the room. And then a sign on the wall that just said, hello, I love you. All in capitals. So that's what kids are like.
They are. And the dog from Up.
I've never seen Up.
Oh, it's a reference people who've seen Up will get.
Oh.
The doors in the bedroom. Did you notice the doors in the bedroom?
Mm-mm.
They were the sort of doors that a woman who works selling properties in LA would love. They were the sliding doors that you have to walk to open.
Where's Heather?
Two of them on both sides.
Struggling. Chrishell had the opinion that the house has a great energy, so I'm sure that'll factor into the asking price.
Yeah.
No cursed energies here.
They talk about going on Raya, which I believe is a dating app for people that are rich
and
good looking.
So we've no experience there.
Our submissions have been denied.
Yeah.
She basically says that Ben Affleck, Emma basically says, Ben Affleck may or may not have been texting her.
Sounds like he hasn't been. She said may or may not.
They do look at some messages and Chrishell giggles a bit. But it could have been anything.
I do think if Emma and Ben got together, they could call themselves Ben-Emma.
Aww.
Which is almost Enema.
That's gorgeous.
Thank you. She said Ben asked her to grab coffee a few times. I'd say it was from Dunkin' Donuts.
I was gonna say it has to be.
He loves the double D.
He does love Dunkin'.
She just wants to find her Prince Charming.
Chrishell starts saying like, oh, you never know. The person who you meant to be with could be sitting right next to you. Is she coming on to Emma?
Yeah.
Given what we now know.
Yeah, she was. She's on the app as well. She's like, just keep scrolling. Just keep scrolling. You need to find someone.
I mean, let me look at your preferences and maybe change some of them.
Just the concept of dating Emma and waking up next to her. When she's like, good morning. I was flossing in my teeth.
What, in her sleep?
She gets up early to floss. I don't know.
She's just standing there looking over you in sleep flossing.
You wake up to the set of like,
morning. We go to the next scene. There's another song by Lizzo and Christine and Chelsea are talking about having a boob consultation.
Yeah! Woo! Their boobs are saggy and they're not, like...
Well, they could be. We don't know for certain.
Okay, well, from what I could see, nothing saggy about them. Saggy Thatcher over here.
Sorry. Gonna give that a second. Christine makes an incredible segue. Chelsea's like, oh, you're cold. Put your coat on. She says, oh, I am cold. Speaking of icy, my open house.
Which is in, like, an igloo.
No, because everyone was chilly towards her.
Yeah, no, I remember.
Okay.
She also then put on, like, just the lightest jacket I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Which was also Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, she was very matchy-matchy.
Turns out money can't buy sense because she's going to catch her death.
She will. And her sense of touch is gone because it's so cold. There's a bit where Chelsea's talking and they do one of those weird sort of like, definitely she recorded it at a different time moments where she goes, babe, I'm going to be real with you. They're not your girls.
I love when that happens. She's in another room and you just hear like, and we're rolling.
Yeah, it was not right. It was about, just to give context, it was about Maya and Vanessa not sticking up for Christine when the girlies all jumped in her at the open house, which we're all in agreement, wasn't a great look for them.
Not a good professional atmosphere.
But, Chelsea, you don't know the history.
So hang on, the part that was dubbed in was her saying, I'm going to be real with you.
Let me do it for you one more time.
Okay.
Babe, I'm going to be real with you. They're not your girls.
That's such a waste of a dub. Or maybe they had to put it over. She said like a swear word or something.
Maybe.
No, because they be cussing.
Cuss. Do we say that?
They're always cussing.
You say cuss?
Yeah. Now? I guess I actually do cuss a little.
Really? What's your favorite cuss word?
Probably fuck.
Amanza arrives somewhere with a big piece of fabric.
Rocks up looking like a female Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. No? Not great.
No, she does though. And she does what he does.
Yeah, judge is up a place.
Little judge.
How do you spell that?
Judge.
Yeah.
J-U-J-J.
Triple J. Judge.
How do you spell judge?
Z-U-Z-S-H.
Zush. Zush.
Well, it's French, so
juge. Okay, sorry. We'll have to get Romain in here to translate for us.
Yeah, gotta get the snacks in.
He's always snacking. She brought a piece of fabric and she says, let me roll out the red carpet and it's grey. Is she colourblind?
That's good. Yeah, that's very good. Was it for a dog?
I don't know.
I just had such a headache looking at how tight her hair was. She always has really cool hair, but like, that was pulled back tight.
Yeah, she's giving herself a...
I was getting a little headache looking at it. It was...
Bit of a facelift.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That does work.
We found out what the name of the building is or what they're doing there is, and I shuddered.
Oh.
It's called CEO.
And that's a CEO for a woman. Because a regular CEO is obviously a man.
Of course.
The woman showing them around CEO had a novelty football-shaped handbag.
No.
I am all for empowering women. And like, the whole point of the space is like, oh, we're women, we can do it too. But a novelty football handbag throws me right off the scent.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I can imagine it, and I don't like it. They talk about Christine for a bit. We'll gloss over that because it's nothing that hasn't been said before. And then Amanza talks about the father of her kids and how she got full custody. Good for her. Mm-hmm. Gonna not go into that much because I don't have much to add. Unless, do you want to add something about this whole situation?
I actually think it was nice that Mary and Amanda were being so honest about being single moms and how tough that can be. And in of all spaces, they were doing it in an empowering woman's center, unfortunately called CEO. Davina's going to meet a client who she's had issues with, so she brings Mary for support. She brings in the heavies, which is Mary
Fitzgerald.
And it was the house that we saw before, where in the bar there's a mirror that just says vibes. You may remember that from series 4, episode, I don't know.
I do remember the thing that said vibes. And the whole thing that we got from the lady trying to sell it is that she thought she did such a good job of doing it at the house. She wanted to live there for 30 days. She just wanted to soak up the vibes.
She was like, I put my heart and soul into renovating this house, which you're doing for money. And
then
it's not enough that she's going to make hefty profit on it. She's like, I actually just want to sit here for 30 days and then let's sell it. And then she was being crabby because Davina was trying to like tee up the sale. She was like, no, I don't have to respond to you. It's like, you kind of do though, because she's doing a job for you.
Yeah, it was all a bit fucking weird. And it just made me really feel like the woman was an actress. It was there to set up our girl Davina.
Yeah.
Also,
Team Davina.
Team Davina. Except, well, she got a bit aggro near the end when it was sort of like, maybe rein it in a little bit. And Mary did say like, it takes a special agent to listen to someone and really get what they're trying to say, and like made a little eye to the camera to be like, not everyone can do that.
And that special agent is Agent Cody Banks. I do think like Mary was a bit too sympathetic to the woman. Like, I know you obviously have to be professional, like the customer's always right, but like, she was like, I don't have to respond to Davina. The mayor's like, I totally understand. Like,
but she doesn't. I kind of get it. I mean, maybe I'm that special agent. Cody Banks.
why did she make contact with Davina then?
Yeah, no, it seems like what happened was there was some back and forth and Davina tried to set some shit up that the woman said she wanted set up. And then when Davina did it, she was like, no, my 30 days with the vibes.
Yeah, she's like, too soon. Like, you know, it takes a while to sell a house.
It does.
If I've learned anything from Selling Sunset, it takes a while. And Davina should know. That big fucking mansion she can't sell.
And the woman says, oh my, it's just the energy of the pressure at one point.
What's with energy? This episode should have been called, like, do you think we're energy? I don't know. The whole, like, scene gave me the vibes of, like, you know when, like, a teacher and a student are just fucking killing each other. So, like, the principal comes in or someone, like, is in to mediate the thing. And it's just, like, she said you were being very bold. And then the student's like, well, she has it in for me. She's like, no, I don't. And, like, teachers do. I know teachers and I've asked them. They do have it in for certain kids. They can't fucking stand them. Much they're like, no, I don't. But, like, Mary was playing principal. I mean, like, everything's fine. Oh, my God. And it's like, no. Take her out of the class. Shoot her.
As they leave, they find out the woman does not want to give them the exclusive listing. And as they're walking out the door, Davina's like, you never know. We might hear from her in the future. And Mary's like, I don't think so.
Yeah. Love the optimism, Mary. But, like, more of a chance you become a pro surfer.
Davina. We're at the next part. The next part of the promised land from the summary of the episode. Emma's and this guy Micah.
I was calling him Paul Mezcal because all he talks about is Mezcal.
I was gonna make a Paul Mezcal joke.
Oh,
that's okay,
we're so in sync.
We are. I mean, what else can you make a joke about Mezcal? So it's a Mezcal bar and kitchen.
Yeah,
it is nothing. It is white walls, it is plastic. And Emma walks in and she's like, I love it.
There's no way it's past health and safety. Emma's so easily impressed. It's like, it's very wholesome but it's also annoying.
Yeah.
Like, everything. Amazing. I love it. Yeah. Like, if there was a fire, she's like, that's so loud. I love it. Like, everything was great.
They go in and sit down and a man reads off a cocktail recipe that takes about 39 minutes of the 40-minute episode.
So many ingredients.
Like, and it sounded gross.
And then a whisper of ice. Like, shut up and just give me the drink.
Yeah, it looked and sounded gross as well.
But what was it called?
Sacred kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine your first date. This is a sacred kiss. Okay. What's in it? Mezcal. Okay.
And like violet.
Yeah. It didn't sound great now, but no. Of course, would you believe? Emma loved it.
I love it.
So good. She did deliver the bad news. I would say halfway through the date that she is actually in a relationship with her dog, Benny.
Yeah, that was a bit weird.
She like was like, we're going steady 4 years.
Yeah, that was very odd. They chat about Mezcal for ages, and the only Mezcal I want to talk about is Paul.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's our second Paul Mezcal joke.
We can do more.
And
I'll tell you what, they were far from normal people.
Tell you, Christina and the other girls need to build a Phoebe Bridges and get over it.
I tell you, when Christine's chatting anyone, it's certainly not conversations with friends.
Very good.
Okay.
Anyway, empanadas.
He ate the empanada with a knife and fork. Does he eat sushi with a shovel? Pizza with a protractor? Where does it end?
What are you supposed to eat empanadas with?
Your fucking hands. Okay. It's like a fucking dumpling.
Okay.
Pick it up with your Peter pointer and your thumb and just suck it in.
Slurp it down.
Yeah.
As they came out, I was thinking, oh my God, Emma's going to have a lot to say about these empanadas that they're serving in the Mezcal bar and restaurant. But they were her empanadas.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you knew that.
I did after a minute.
Mm. It was like a bit of her, a bit of him.
But and just as the chef came out, she was like, you did an amazing job.
I assume they go in an oven or an air fryer.
Yeah. Like, and they like, he brought some salsa in a bowl or something.
Yeah.
And she was like, this one's cheeseburger. This one's mincemeat. This one's chicken. They're all vegan.
The guy had such a dumb response. He was like, whoa, I'm going to sound like Davina again.
Whoa, it's so cool. They're like pizza and like hamburger like wouldn't be vegan.
She's like, I know. That's why I did it.
Yeah, the whole conversation.
Dumb conversation.
The conversation was excruciating, but also I loved every minute of it. But
imagine this. Imagine it was that scene plus Ben Affleck.
I'm imagining.
I'm listening.
And I would like to see it.
He's like, yo, we'll get some Dunkin'.
Ben Affleck, everyone. Then he takes out some crickets and she's like, oh, yum, extra juicy.
Yeah. Her enthusiasm waned a little bit at that point. She was like, okay. Love it.
I kind of wanted to kiss you, but now you're going to have cricket mouth.
Yeah. How many shots do you think they took?
Oh my God, they had so many shots.
Would we say 10?
I would say very close to 10. And within like a 10 second period, they just had this montage of them doing more shots.
Too many shots. But you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Ben Affleck.
Yeah, they were pounding shots. And then he starts giving her a compliment.
I love the word pounding. We're just pounding potatoes.
He gives her a compliment, like a really long one. He's like, yeah, you're really beautiful. And like someone accomplished like you is fantastic. And she's like, oh, okay.
Thank you.
She doesn't even say thank you. She doesn't know how to take a compliment at all, which is relatable. She's like, oh, well, okay. Huh?
Sorry, I'm blushing.
It's a great scene. Emma's really come around.
I love the amount of airtime she's getting and what she's doing with it.
Yeah.
She like walked on the edge of the infinity pool for a photo shoot.
Yeah, I remember. Remember when she first arrived? All she did was walk in slow motion in a very short skirt for a while
and talk about empanadas, which she's still doing. But
now I'm loving it.
Yeah, tell me more.
She's our queen of cringe, taking the title from Davina.
Davina's not cringe. Davina's like, fuck. What is Davina?
Davina's a clown. Whenever they have Davina on, they play like fucking weird little horn music on her. Yeah. And she's like, whoa, stop. I'm trying to sell this house. Whoa, I'm falling over and I fell into a cream pie.
Why? Who would that banana peel? Why?
Chriselle's having her open house at Maple. In case we didn't know already, it's at Maple.
And this is the house where she crawled through a dog flap, for context.
I didn't know, but we're supposed to get from that it's at Maple. If she was like, I'm doing an open house, the place I walked through the dog flap, I'd be like, cool. But she's like, I'm doing the open house at Maple.
You know Maple.
What the fuck is Maple?
She walked in dressed like Barbie, who's renovating the spare room for her incoming baby.
Yeah, okay.
Pink overalls, messy bun.
Yeah, I see it. They're doing cookies and champagne, match made in heaven.
Yeah. Caviar and couture, no. Cookies and a warm glass of champagne. Brett came in and Chriselle was like, he's like a brother to me, which a little too on the nose actually, because he could be.
Yeah.
If we didn't know what we knew.
Vanessa's there, she turns up. I really want her to get a storyline, but she does get to go, wow, hello!
Again with the volume, she just doesn't. Her and Maya and Vanessa were both dressed like Patty and Selma gone goth. They were in black, morbid attire, but very matchy.
Yes, they were. It was a sight to see.
Yeah, the house is gorgeous, we mm-hmm. must say, but like...
Beautiful house.
She's not selling it.
And we will see. They walk, so Maya and Vanessa are in the bedroom with Brett.
Why?
And
Wow.
The drawers look like they're made of denim. Drawers?
We kissed on the drawers.
Drawers? Chriselle's showing some fella around. She says, huge tall ceilings, so perfect for entertaining. If you've got the Harlem Globetrotters over.
Yeah.
why is the height of the ceiling anything to do with entertaining?
He's coming, the green giant. I just love that after the showing, they all sat down and celebrated with a can of fizzy water.
La Croix.
There was champagne on the counter. Pound it.
It's a work event.
Who cares?
Having some La Croix. We'll have to get Romaine in to translate that.
And then Chelsea had some fucking intervention about all the drama that went on. Quite ballsy, actually. So they were all sitting on a couch.
Yeah.
And then she, like, sat top of the table on, like, a high stool and was like, what about that? Oi, mate.
Yeah, she was really, like, holding court or something. It was impressive, but also she's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of confidence for a newbie. Be like Emma, where she just kind of didn't say much for a while and now just unleashes
everything. But at the same time, everything Chelsea said, I kind of agreed with. I don't know how I feel about Chelsea yet, but I'm not counting her out. She said, what did you think of the drama that ensued?
But she said something like, to the effect of like, I'm not up Christine's arse, but like she is.
No, she just likes Christine, but she did seem, I don't know, she's up Christine's arse in a social sense, but in a work sense,
cutthroat.
Who knows? Anyway, we end the episode at Grain Traders.
You know Grain Traders. It's on Maple.
Christine's gone to the Grain Traders looking to meet
like
Mary.
Looking like a Bratz doll going through the Sunday scaries. Ridiculous.
She did, and that is a perfect description of what she looked like.
Thanks.
And Mary is looking like...
She had a gorgeous coat on.
Yeah, that's also goth.
She looked a bit like a teacher again.
She kind of looked like she's going to join the Black Parade. but in a gorgeous coat.
It was a lovely coat.
They chat about what you'd expect. Christine just doesn't get it. She's just like...
Everything Mary said was very fair, and it was the most feisty I think we've seen Mary, like, to Christine. Usually yeah. It's behind her back. And everything she said was completely right. But Christine was just like, Mary's main point was like, stop being a fucking dick in the office. And Christine's like, and yeah. Everyone else has to stop being as well.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a good, like, Mary's fight was great to see.
Yeah.
Christine's just not understanding what's happening. She can't seem to be, have the self-awareness to realize what she's doing is wrong.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed is Christine goes very quiet when she can't really get her way out of a hole.
She kept saying, like, my jokes are hilarious. They're just not getting my jokes. But Mary very rightfully was like, if people aren't laughing at your jokes, they don't find them funny and it's hurting their feelings, so stop them.
Yeah, and that was a tough pill to swallow for me because no one laughs at my jokes, but I think they're funny.
Aww.
That's fine.
Everyone, if you're laughing at Kira's jokes, call in.
1-800, call a bitch.
Smelling.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Something funny that happened. Go on.
No, you please.
I just love that halfway through the fight, a slice of cake came over for the table to share.
It was great. But also, during it, Christine was like, oh yeah, we used to be so close. Did you know today's my birthday? And then Mary was like, yeah, yeah, I did. I actually saw it on my calendar. And then the cake comes over.
Oh!
It could have been a birthday cake.
Okay, did not put those two pieces together.
I first of all thought it was like some sort of like beef.
Which would really sum up the room. It would. Slice of beef for the girls. Oh, happy birthday, Christine.
Happy
the big
birthday,
3-1.
Christine. Whatever age you happen to be, you look terrific. She's just in another world, and honestly, I'm glad we get a peek at it, to be honest. She has a fun little moment where she's eating her cake, and like at the very end, she like rolls her eyes, and as Mary's walking away.
Rolls her eyes and takes a giant fork full of cake.
Why wouldn't you?
Icon.
Anyway, I'm off to get some cake myself.
Yeah, same. Good episode?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Actually, there was a lot of meat there.
Yeah.
Didn't hate it. Yeah.
Good episode.
Still too long.
40 minutes is too long.
It's too long. Someone listen to us.
About the show that's already been edited and made.
Yeah, for next series.
Cut some bits out. And we're going to cut it out there.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Love you.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.